SportsNetwork.com.
University Subs, been a neighborhood favorite for years around the Monmouth campus. Located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street, U Subs offers free delivery to the Monmouth dorms, and all MU students receive 10% off of their total order. You can visit them online at MyUSubs.com.
That last scoring drive for Monmouth, 9 plays, 65 yards, took up 4 minutes and 16 seconds off the clock as the third quarter came to a close with Julian Hayes scoring on a 2-yard touchdown run. Hayes' first score of the day, fourth of the season, and Lucas Santangelo will come on to kick off. Otis Wright and Josh Talbot back deep. Third quarter stats, Monmouth continuing to dominate. Plus 200 yards, just about 192 in overall yardage, and another great run-pass split. It's been the run game maybe featured a bit more today. 180 on the ground, 122 through the air. Frazier extremely efficient. 18 of 21.
One of those a drop, an uncharacteristic drop by Davenport.
Richards has to come in and hold again. Santangelo skies this one to the 11. Here's Wright. He's been waiting to bust one all day. Cuts back. Nobody in front of him. One man to beat to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. You know, you kind of had a feeling that that was going to happen at some point today, the way that Otis Wright was returning kicks. He's had some real solid ones and finally breaks one here. I'm going to say, wait for the official word, but I'm going to say from 89 yards.
As good as Monmouth has been offensively and defensively in this game, the kick coverage has been bad. And Matt said it right, was having good returns in the first half. This one takes to the house to get Wagner back in the contest.
Here's Lopez for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, and it is good. Monmouth 35, Wagner 17. Seahawks right back into this one. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back for more fourth quarter.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Your Monmouth University football tickets are on sale now. Season and single game tickets as well as group packages are now available. Give a call to the Monmouth University Athletic Ticket Office at 732-263-5735 or email hawktickets@monmouth.edu.
Lopez to kick off here as Monmouth gives 7 back on the board pretty quick after that last touchdown from Hayes, the long return from Otis Wright. This will be Joe Johnson with an opportunity from back inside the 7-yard line. Johnson out of the 25, out of the 30. Flag is down as Johnson crosses over the 35-yard line. This will be likely a hold or a legal block on Monmouth. Joe Johnson, of course, the freshman from Manchester Township, New Jersey, had a great year a season ago as a running back, recruited here as a defensive back, but a good return man as well.
Hey, coach likes those defensive backs who are good return players. See Elijah Phillips, Mitchell Pollard, as that call will go against the Hawks, spot foul. So the MU offense will be backed up. But that's a nice little return from Joe Johnson. I know, Matt, you guys, with your high school broadcast, got to see a lot of Johnson a season ago.
Yeah, very impressive. Very good season at the running back position where, you know, it's usually a little bit easier to gain notoriety. But good defensive back and has kind of worked himself into the rotation here in the back four for Monmouth, and now in the return game, especially with Pollard out. With the penalty, however, it's back to the Monmouth 14-yard line, where MU has it first down and 10. 14:34 remaining. Hawks leading at 35-17. Hayes will get the carry. Ball came out. Boy, I thought he was down already.
He was down. There's no way that's a fumble.
Kind of drew a reaction from the crowd because it was coming right in to the stands here where they could see it, that the ball did pop out, but Hayes had the knee touchdown already, picks up 4 to bring up a 2nd and 6. Just waiting for Monmouth to put this game away. Thought maybe they did with that last touchdown, but now with another opportunity for the offense to put some points on the board. Hayes stays in as a single back, 3 wide receiver set, 2 right, 1 left. Here's the catch made by Lamar Davenport with man all over his back, Matt McGinnis on the coverage. Out to the 26-yard line. That'll be a first down completion. Davenport's looked good today. Short of the one drop that he had, he's looked very solid.
Yeah, he runs really good routes. I know Kyle said that in the post-game press conference last week. Lamar may be the best route runner on the team and very sure-handed.
Stays in as the wide man up top to the right. Sumlin in the slot to the right. Here comes Roberts in motion from left to right. He'll get it. Jets sweep around the far side. Out over the 30 to the 31-yard line. A gain of 5. Sets up a 2nd and 5. Clock continuing to roll. 13 minutes, 20 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter.
Make Wagner defend the width of the field here. The jet sweep across the formational side to Roberts. See what MU elects to do here. They had the first down throw to Davenport, Matt, as we tick under now 13 to go in this game.
2nd and 5 for Monmouth. Sumlin and Roberts come left. Now it's Davenport in motion. They go with that jet sweep action, but give it to Hayes instead. Some shifty moves coming through the line for Julian Hayes, who will take it to the 44-yard line, a gain of 13, and give Monmouth a first down.
Hayes has looked really good today, really slowed against Lehigh, but since then has been very sharp both against URI and against the Seahawks defense today that, again, came into this game with some really gaudy numbers on that side of the ball.
Frazier keeps the same three wide receivers in. Sumlin and Roberts to the left, Davenport to the right. Wanting to throw right, has Davenport, who drops the football, second drop of the day for Lamar, and as we said, a bit uncharacteristic, but as he's sitting the turf in that one, it will go as an incompletion, bring up a 2nd and 10.
He normally doesn't wait for it to come to the body as he's done, and that's why I think he dropped both of these passes. He needs to get it as soon as he can, trust your hands, and pull the football in for a reception.
Frazier after the incompletion with a 2nd and 10. Ball set here from the right hash mark. Hayes stays in as the single back, George tight end right. Hayes will get it. Little draw play off the right side to the 46-yard line, a gain of 2. That's why the incompletion such a big play, because now it's 3rd and 8. And 3rd and 8, though workable the way Monmouth has played offensively today. 3rd and 8, not necessarily what you want to be in.
No, but look for, I was going to say tight ends, and then I looked on the field and saw 4 wide receivers. So scratch that, as Kyle will have to pick up the first down here.
Richards and Davenport up top to the right. Sumlin and Roberts near sideline left. 11:45 remaining. Frazier floats one over the middle. Richards makes the catch and then gets hit hard. Jarrett Jadone on the tackle. Only a 3-yard pickup will leave Monmouth with a 4th down and 5, and they will bring the punt team on here with 11 minutes 25 seconds remaining and leading 35-17.
I hope Ryan Moore's helmet's tuned in right now, because I have one piece of instruction. Just kick it out of bounds. Don't allow Williams a chance to return this punt. Wagner's return team has been their best offensive ability they've had today. Just kick this one into the stands.
Williams awaiting at the 10-yard line. Here comes pressure from Wagner. Moore, high-hanging punt, not going to be returnable, will bounce at the 21-yard line and then pushed out of bounds somewhere between the 21 and the 22 by the long snapper, Evan Ruane. And with 10 minutes and 50 seconds, change of possession coming up here. Monmouth 35, Wagner 17. Hawks leading it by 18. But the Seahawks with an opportunity here, you know, with a scoring drive, they're right back into it. And they will make a change at quarterback. Nick Dosher will stay on the sideline this time around, and the junior from Minnesota, Kramer Berg, will come on. 6'3", 210 pounds. Berg gets his chance here on 1st and 10 from his own 21-yard line. Goes over the middle. Wanted Darnell Saps. That is thrown as incompletion and will bring up a 2nd and 10.
Just like Dosh early in this game, bringing some fastballs here. Berg, that left his hand with some intention behind it on that slant route over the middle. And I mean, it's only 10:45 remaining. Still, it's a 3-score game, but we've seen Wagner have big playability.
I think this is more of a move of Dosher's just ineffectiveness today. Hope that maybe you can catch lightning in a bottle with the backup quarterback. Quick flare pass to the outside. kept by Crawford, who will come forward to the Wagner 28. Be about three shy of a first down. Leave the Seahawks with a third down and three.
Monmouth defense has been really good on third down in this game. We'll see if they can hold here with Berg now in the gun.
Sullivan at the left defensive end spot, and Monmouth will have to burn a timeout as they had 12 guys on the field. They tried to run off Cooper at the last second. They'll use a timeout. We'll take one as well. 10:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Monmouth 35, Wagner 17. We're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Off the timeout taken by Monmouth, Wagner with a third and three, 10:21 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Four wide receivers set for Kramer Berg, the second string quarterback. Hawks bringing pressure, fumbled ball, and Monmouth gets it back. Billy Louch with his third fumble recovery of the season. Eric Masick poked it away, and now MU in business. They'll have it first and 10 from the Wagner 26-yard line.
And just when the defense needed to make a play, they do so again. Masick in, and then Louch on the recovery. 10:14 to go, Matt. 35-17 the lead, and you got to see, you hear 17. Well, they scored seven of those on a kickoff return. This MU defense has been really, really good these last couple of games.
Well, this is an opportunity here for Monmouth to deliver a knockout blow. Go up 42-17 and make a statement. Frazier will bring the offense on. 10 minutes, 14 seconds to go. Davenport and Sumlin combo up top to the right. Roberts will stay near sideline left. Hayes and Asante, the split backfield this time. Frazier has it, wants to throw, sets up screen, Hayes there, read well, and the tackle by Mike Lombardo, number 37, the middle linebacker, no gain on the play, brings up a second and 10.
Yeah, Wagner all over that. Lombardo diagnosed that play from the outset. They tried to go little middle screen to Hayes. They flared Asante out, not fooling anyone on that green-clad defense.
Roberts will set himself this time. Slot man left. Check it. Slot man right. Davenport up top to the right. Near sideline left. McLafferty tight end. George as the wingman. Here's Asante on the carry. Cut at the 25-yard line. Able to get to the 24 with some forward progress. Jarrett Jadone on the stop. Just a 2-yard pickup for MU. So they're back in another one of those tricky third down and eights.
Yeah, do you look to keep it on the ground here and try to maybe add the field goal? Do you try to pick it up in the air? It's an interesting spot here for the MU offense.
Offensively, they'll go double tight. Looks like George will stay right, McLafferty left. Davenport will go up top as a wide man to the right side of the formation. Roberts staying near sideline left. Asante as the single back. 9 minutes remaining and running in the fourth quarter. 35-17 MU. Wagner showing blitz off the corner. Here they come. Hawks pick it up. Frazier steps up in the pocket, now in trouble. Going to keep the play alive. Scramble, throw, has George, who gets hit hard and cannot hang on to the football. Tyler George took a hard hit there. It looked to be delivered by Blake Bascom, number 23, redshirt sophomore from Monroe Township, and George still down on the field.
He takes the helmet off, and he is in a lot of pain. Had he secured the catch, it would have been first and goal inside the 10. Really no one's fault, because the guy that put the hit on him, Matt, wasn't even his defender. It was the player who was on Lamar Davenport. They just happened to be in the same side of the field, similar patterns being run. As now Kyle Frazier's over to check on Tyler as well.
Blake Bascom, a player from Monroe, New Jersey, was recruited after a great high school career at Monroe Township, led his team to a state championship as a running back, playing here defensive back. That was a hard hit. The only thing you could say is maybe Frazier kind of tossed one out there. George didn't ever see the defender coming in, and it was a hard hit.
Oh, it was an absolute shot, and I believe that Tyler didn't see him again because it was not his defender. The player wasn't Bascom guarding him. He was guarding Davenport. He did well awareness-wise to break off of his initial assignment and lay the lumber to Tyler, who's helped off the field.
So that'll leave it to the right leg of Eric Spillane, who will come on for the field goal attempt. Missed earlier today. This a 41-yarder. Set from the left hash mark. Good snap, good hold. Spillane chipped this one up. He's got the distance, and this one is good. Just over the top of the crossbar, 41-yard field goal for Spillane. Make it 38-17, Monmouth. 8:33 remaining. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Established in 2002, Define Logic is a business and technology consulting firm based in Red Bank, New Jersey, serving enterprise, midsize, and government clients. Their mission is really simple: help clients strengthen their business and technology systems through reliable and effective mobile, social, and web-based solutions. DefineLogic.com.
Eric Spillane with a season-long 41-yard field goal to give Monmouth a 38-17 advantage with 8 minutes 33 seconds remaining. And Spillane will come on to kick off here. Set it from the right hash mark. Squib it again. This will go to the second line. Don't want to allow another long return from Otis Wright, who's had a field day today on the Monmouth coverage units. But still the Seahawks with pretty good field position, as that one probably needed to take one more bounce up over the top. Wagner will have it first and 10 from their own 44.
So now with the MU defense on the field and the Hawks holding a 21-point lead, the mission here is simple. No big plays. Keep everything in front of you. You want to keep players in bounds if at all possible. As get a second look at Berg, who will come out along with Williams. So this was, Matt, just a straight quarterback change, trying to, as you said, see if the offense can be sparked.
Four wide receivers set, two either way. Two, the interception for Elijah Phillips, turning the ball back over for Monmouth. So a fumble from Berg and an interception from Berg, certainly not your way to play yourself into the rotation.
Well, at this point, where does Coach Hamline go? Berg with a couple of turnovers. Dosher had a 1-for-12 first half. Quarterback position killing the Seahawks in this contest now, as Monmouth on top by three scores, and they're going to look for more as they're tending to a Seahawks player right at about the 46-yard line down there on the turf.
Didn't get the number of the Wagner player that is down. Monmouth with an opportunity after they maybe left some points on the board in that last drive, even though they got three, would have loved to have seven. They can blow this game wide open with a touchdown on this drive.
Speaking of blowing games wide open, as we take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero, St. Francis, PA has come storming back and then some, as they now lead Morehead State 50-23 with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in Kentucky. Dayton on top of Robert Morris 20-7, 7 minutes in the fourth quarter there. Maine 51, Bryant nothing, 7:50 to go, fourth quarter of that game in Smithfield. Duquesne on top of Valparaiso as they kick off the third quarter 21-17, and it's a final. New Hampshire 43, Central Connecticut State 10.
Brendan Byrne, one of the offensive linemen for Wagner, the player that was shook up. Here comes Frazier with a first down and 10. Going to give it to Hayes, who will break a tackle at the line of scrimmage, get forward to the 38-yard line for a gain of three, bring up a second and 7 with exactly 8 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter.
And one score that was below my scroll: Colgate defeating Sacred Heart 35-14, and Albany and Youngstown State, a 4 o'clock kickoff out there in Ohio.
Frazier going to work the clock here a little bit, maybe take some time in between plays. Richards and Roberts to the left side of the formation. Sumlin and Davenport up top to the right. Frazier pumps, wanted the bubble screen instead. Going to go downtown, look for Richards. Just out of the reach, some contact, but overall pretty good coverage from Jarrett. Jadone will bring up a third down and long.
Yeah, it was really good coverage. Richards wasn't open at all, and they tried a bit of a double move on a wheel route from Thaddeus Richards. And Jadone did a great job on the sideline there, using it as his ally. Frazier really had no window to fit it in, as now the clock stops with seven. Oh, where they're going to run it. whatever. It says 6:56 now.
Running, stopped.
It's third down anyway, you shake it.
The clock continued to run after the incompletion, which...
Now we have a lot of time left.
Seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter with Monmouth leading 38-17. Hawks with a third down and a long six coming up. Frazier will go trips up to the right. Richards, Sumlin, and Davenport. Roberts single man back to the left. It'll be Sumlin on the bubble screen coming forward. Tripped up as he crosses the 35-yard line. Tackled at the 34. 2 yards shy of a first down. And it looks like the Hawks will go for it here on fourth down and two.
Yeah, a little too far to try the field goal opportunity. It's too close to punt. So as we now tick down under 7 minutes to go, MU will try to continue to just ice this lead and go for it here on fourth down.
Hayes and Pandorf will make up the backfield. Split wide receiver set. Davenport off to the right. Roberts will stay near sideline left. Mick Lafferty in as the single tight end. And it will be Hayes on the carry. Picking a spot. Going to have a first down and more. Flag is down.
Away.
And a holding call will be whistled on. Monmouth will negate a first down carry from Hayes. He took it to the 20-yard line with some shifty moves. Everyone on this side of the press box, at least, including my partner, didn't feel like it was a good call.
I saw the end of it. It looked as though just the Wagner player that was engaged in the block tried to spin off of the block and fell. So it gave, like, the illusion that it was holding. And obviously I'm a little biased being a Monmouth radio announcer and employee, but we call it pretty fair most times. I don't think that was a hold.
The hold called on Pete Ireland, who took over for Josh Patterson, who left with what looked to be a leg injury. Tough call, but with the penalty, it will back Monmouth up and set up a fourth down and 12.
The worst part about the penalty, Matt, is that it really didn't impact a lot of the play after the first down had happened. So Julian had appeared to have the first down, and then the hold happened. It was unnecessary.
Moore will step into it about his own 45-yard line as Wagner looking for another big special teams play. High hanging kick from Moore. Good-looking one this time. Will bounce in the end zone, however, and come out for a touchback. 5:58 remaining in the fourth quarter. Hawks still dominating this one, leading 38-17.
I'd like to remind everyone to stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow at MU Hawks on Twitter, and subscribe and visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with Monmouth Athletics at one place. GoMUHawks.com/connect.
Well, it looks like quarterback tryouts today. The third string guy has come in for Wagner, Matt Misley, number 24. He'll flare one to the outside. That's dropped by Dominique Williams and will bring up a second and 10. So Dosher started, ineffective. Berg with two turnovers in his limited duty, and now it's the redshirt sophomore Matt Misley from Park Ridge, New Jersey.
Why not?
Well, at this point,
right.
Why not?
Give him an opportunity, see what he has. Berg with a couple of turnovers in this game, a fumble and an interception, and now a quarterback who's not wearing a quarterback's number will get an opportunity.
Three wide receivers set, two off to the left, and one back to the right for Misley. Under pressure, lets it fly. Receiver went in. Misley threw it out. And it will go as an incompletion, set up a third and 10. Pressure applied by Masick and Lorfering.
Safe to assume that maybe he didn't have too much work during the week, didn't get too many reps, and that miscommunication can be attributed to that errant throw.
They might have gotten reps, but they were probably as imitating Kyle Frazier.
Good point.
Third down here and 10 with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Four wide set again. This time three right, one left. Monmouth in the nickel package. Misley lets it go over the middle. That one caught and pulled in. Nice catch by Crawford, who will haul it in and make the reception. Let me change that to Anthony Carrington, who's 86, looked like 88. Out to the 45-yard line. Misley's first completion of the day.
Nice-looking pass from Misley.
First down here and 10. Misley wants to go the other way and will overthrow Crawford by about 7 or 8 yards, and it will go incomplete and bring up a second down and 10.
Sandwiched between those two errant throws was that nice seam route from Misley to Carrington down the middle of the field. And now it's second and 10, 5:32 remaining in this contest. MU on top by 21.
Stick around after the game. We'll run through the scoreboard, have some final stats and thoughts for you.
Got a bunch of superlatives to give away as well.
Second and 10. Blitz coming for Monmouth. Misley under pressure, and he will throw it away up over the top of Otis Wright and set up third and 10 and bring up third, another third down opportunity here for Misley, who connected on his last time.
It's weird now to look down on the Wagner sideline. You have Dosher and Berg signaling in. I just looked down. It looked as though they were doing so begrudgingly, kind of like, all right, I got to do this.
When you don't play well, you get sent to the bench sometimes. Third down here in 10. Monmouth again looks like they are showing blitz. Misley doesn't like what he sees, and will take a timeout. We'll step out as well. 5:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Monmouth in charge here. 38-17 the score. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Each and every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock on the same stations you're listening to right now, 1160, 1310, WOBM AM, and shoresportsnetwork.com. On the World Wide Web, we do the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. Come visit us live or check it out on the radio on third down and 10. Misley will throw one out of bounds and set up a fourth down situation. Fourth and 10 from your own 45-yard line. I would say when you're trailing 38-17, you may as well go for it. But the punt team will come on here for Wagner.
You have to figure, right, why not just go for it? Because they've decided to just play the string out now.
2008, the last Monmouth win in this series, which with a Hawk victory today, will be 10-10 after 20 games. This one will bounce at the 18 and will roll out of bounds at the 12, where Monmouth will have it first and 10. And I would think it could be time for Craig Peterson to come in and take over, and maybe some of the backup guys for Monmouth offensively. In fact, looks like that is exactly what we are getting, a new set of offensive linemen. Number 77, Ed Hunt, taking over at the left tackle spot. And Taylor Krenske at the right tackle spot. And it is Peterson. He will give it off here. And coming forward on the rush, number 26, Danny Agaman. Agaman, the sophomore out of Lodi, New Jersey.
Always a good sign. Team you're rooting for to see the backup quarterback in a win. And it looks as though, and we don't want to be premature, but with under five ticking away on the clock, Matt, that MU should improve to 2-1 on the year and win their first Northeast Conference contest of the season.
Jake Morrow, the sophomore fullback, getting some play, as is senior number three, Kyle McGuire, at the wide receiver spot. So a whole bunch of new players. Here's Agaman breaking into the open field. He'll have a first down. Tripped up at the 33-yard line. That tackle made by Loveland, number 17. And it will give Monmouth a new set of downs to work with. 4 minutes and 20 seconds and rolling here in the fourth quarter.
He's like Prince. Just got him by one name.
Loveland.
Nice little run there by Agerman. He was impressive in spring ball, Matty. He broke a couple of long runs there and in a very crowded position at that tailback spot for the Hawks.
Yeah, it's tough to crack in with the three guys in front of you and Nagy, Asante, and Hayes. Agerman will get the carry here, running off the right side. Stretching it wide, just breaking the plane of the line of scrimmage for a short gain. And both teams just letting the clock kind of wind down here.
Yeah, Agerman among that next group of tailbacks that Monmouth has, and younger players, and him and Kevin Rogers, Kevin Daniels, kind of the next wave of MU tailbacks eventually.
Only bad problem with that is Hayes is only a sophomore.
Good point.
Asante with another year of eligibility. Someone will crack in as the two more years, as the third man next year, as Nagy will graduate.
So it's good to have Mr. Viscomi right next to us.
Split running back set. Here's the give to Agerman up the middle. Tripped up as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Another half-yard gain will bring up a third down and long with less than 3 minutes remaining in the contest. Monmouth 38 and Wagner 17. Next week, come on out to Kessler Field as the Hawks will play their second home game of the season against Sacred Heart. Another NEC matchup.
We referenced them earlier, but a whole host of activities next weekend. It's mainly youth football and scout day at Kessler Field next week, and a whole bunch of other good causes and good events going on 1 week from today.
Peterson here on third down. Going to give it to Agerman, who is dropped in the backfield. Wagner read that play pretty well. Devon Johnson, the junior defensive lineman, making the tackle. Loss of a yard on the play. It'll bring up fourth and long, and the Hawks will punt it away. Comes Ryan Moore coming back on, and the punt team.
See if Moore can step into one now, and he's been pretty good today. Hasn't been called upon too much today. Really hasn't been called upon too much the last 2 weeks, as the MU offense has scored 41 and now 38 points, respectively.
Sacred Heart, by the way, did wind up losing 35-14 to Colgate, so the Pioneers will come in 0-2. Heavy pressure coming on Moore, who gets off a high, wobbly kick. It will be fielded on the fly, and coming forward, number 14, Marshall Rothman. Run out of bounds at the Wagner 45-yard line, where with 90 seconds remaining, Seahawks will come on. With a couple of plays left, and this one will be in the books. Big win for Monmouth, who will win in the series for the first time since 2008, even it up, as we said, a 10-10, and get the confidence level really sky and high going into next week's game against Sacred Heart.
Yeah, big game at home. These couple of NEC contests, you said it's Sacred Heart, and then Albany before finishing up the non-league schedule at Cornell.
Missley will stay in at the quarterback, wants to throw, goes over the middle. And through that one into no man's land, it will fall incomplete and will bring up a second and 10.
You know, Matt, and we referenced it in pregame, the year sort of mirroring the beginning of last season. Had the big win at Villanova and then went to Central with a big league win. Same deal this year. Big win against URI. Go on the road, beat Wagner. Now the important thing will be to build on this momentum next week at home against Sacred Heart.
Second down and 10, short of two good wins in a row. I hope that's where the season this year takes a different spin than last year. Four wide receiver package here for Missley. Throwing over the middle, has a man, catches made at midfield. Hauled in by Zach Moore, the senior wideout from Wyckoff, New Jersey. Transfer after spending some time at the University of Rhode Island. Third and 5 with a minute to go. Here's the handoff. Go. And Wagner in there. Hurry up offense. You know they'd like to just get some more points, but on fourth down here, Monmouth will hold, and they will take it over on downs and can bring the offense on and take a knee for the final play of the day. Hawks will win this one and win it big. 38-17. And to me, I think they even left some points on the board.
I was going to say that, and I'm happy the coaches already walked by so they wouldn't have to hear me say it. But as good as Monmouth was winning by 21 and scoring 38, they left opportunities on the field. They did leave points potentially on the field with a couple of turnovers and some sloppy penalties that killed some drives early in this game. But tough to nitpick when your team goes and wins by three touchdowns on the road in league play.
Offense will come on here, and as we said, it'll be a snap, a knee, and that will do it in this one. Monmouth coming out in the victory formation with Craig Peterson coming in to handle the snap, flanked by Pandorf and Verga. We'll take a knee, and that will do it. Big win on the road. Snap out of a three-game losing streak against Wagner. Go to 2-1 on the season, 1-0 in league play. And for the players that are seniors, you know that this one feels good. We talked about it actually on the ride up. The senior class has yet to beat Wagner, and you do not want to experience four consecutive years of losing to your closest and most hated rival.
And made sure of that not being the case today. A complete performance, not perfect, but good enough to win 38-17 and go home 1-0 in Northeast Conference play.
And we step out here for 60 seconds. We come back for the start of the pregame show. We'll do it first with scores, finish up with stats, our play of the game, our player of the game, our drive of the game, and our look ahead to next week. All coming up right after this 60-second break. Monmouth wins it 38-17 on the road at Wagner. We're back with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Back here to wrap this one up. Monmouth wins it 38-17 over Wagner. Hawks now 2-1 of the season, 1-0 in conference play. Time to take a look at the other college football scores around the country with our out-of-town scoreboard. It is presented by Coca-Cola Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. Game in the fourth quarter, late fourth quarter, Dayton with a 20-14 advantage on Robert Morris. In the third quarter, Duquesne leading Valparaiso 24-17. Couple of finals already in today. New Hampshire all over Central Connecticut State 43-10. Maine harasses Bryan up in Rhode Island 51-7. St. Francis, Pennsylvania now 2-1 on the year. Maybe a bit of a surprise, and they come all the way back with 43 unanswered points in the second half. Win over Moorhead State 57-23. Colgate over Sacred Heart 35-14. That one important. Next team up on the docket for MU are the Pioneers. One game just about set to kick off. Albany playing at Youngstown State at the NEC board. And, of course, in addition to Monmouth's 38-17 win over Wagner. Top 25 activity. These games all up and running. Second quarter action. Clemson leads Furman 14-0. Oregon in the first quarter leads Tennessee Tech 21-7. Michigan 7, UMass nothing. Louisville leading North Carolina 6-0. Alabama, the number one team in the country, on top of Arkansas 7-0. That game in the first quarter as well. Some finals from earlier today. Florida State beats up Wake Forest 52-0. Pittsburgh upsetting number 13 Virginia Tech 35-17. Ohio State now 3-0 on the year. They beat Cal 35-28, TCU 20, and Kansas 6. Games yet to kick off, but coming up. 4:30 kickoff, West Virginia is home for James Madison. Florida on the road at Tennessee. Good matchup in the SEC with two top 25 teams. Number 8, South Carolina, welcoming in UAB. Kansas State plays host to North Texas. Florida Atlantic will be on the road at Georgia. Another top 25 matchup. Number 21, Stanford, playing host to number 2, Southern Cal. Number 20, Notre Dame on the road for an 8 o'clock kickoff with number 10, Michigan State. And then late games, LSU home for Idaho. Texas will play in Mississippi. BYU on the road at Utah. Number 24, Arizona, playing host to South Carolina State. And number 22, UCLA, playing a host to Houston. Monmouth a winner here, 38-17. We'll come back with final stats, player of the game, drive of the game, upcoming game right after this quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hawks Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks Football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we are back here from Walt Hamline Field, newly named today, but a tough start as Walton Hamline Field, as Monmouth able to come on the road, beat Wagner by a score of 38-17. Time for our player of the game. It is presented by Sonic of Tinton Falls. The Sonic drive-in is now open just minutes away from campus in Tinton Falls, open until midnight. The Tinton Falls Sonic is located right off of Route 35 in the A&P Shopping Center. We hadn't really talked about this, but I'm going to pick it if that's okay with you.
We're probably on the same page. I'm curious to see where you go, though.
I'm going to go defense, and I'm going to go with Dan Sullivan.
How do you not, right?
Had a monster game today. 9 total tackles, 3.5 sacks, and 4.5 tackles for a loss. Led another great defensive effort. Now you factor in 10 quarters worth of work, and the defense has only allowed one touchdown. Remember, a special teams touchdown here doesn't necessarily count in our book against the defense, and I think Dan Sullivan very worthy of that. Julian Hayes probably a runner-up in that category today. 20 carries for Hayes, 103 yards, has a touchdown. Monmouth really spreading the ball around today. A rushing touchdown for Hayes, Asante, and Frazier. Kyle Frazier also 22 of 28 for 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. Again, another efficient day, just like last week against URI.
And it was very similar statistically last week. Not one player really jumping off the page. Yes, Julian goes over 100 yards for the first time this year, but more of a collective team effort. And today you could say that one player that stood out, as you said, was Danny Sullivan. I appreciate you going outside the box, going defense.
Were you on the same page with me, or are you going somewhere else?
No, you have to go with how dominant Danny was today, especially in that first half when it was still competitive and close, that he really took this contest over. Julian, as you said, would be the number two pick, and Kyle's efficiency was great, but how do you not go with Danny, with what he did today?
How about our drive of the game today? I thought a key moment in this game was going into halftime. Monmouth got the ball back and scored in a 41-second drive. 5 plays, 55 yards. Kyle Frazier found Lamar Davenport wide open, a 17-yard strike. It made it 28-10. And at that point, you really felt like Monmouth was very much in control of this game. You go in leading by 18. They came out and scored at the end of the third quarter. But I thought that pass from Frazier to Davenport, especially in such a short amount of time, you get it with a minute 1 on the clock and you score in 41 seconds, you kind of end any doubt whether or not Wagner can kind of hang around in the second half.
Yeah, and it changes your entire outlook on the second half when you can put that kind of advantage on the board. 28-10, a lot better than 21-10. And the way they were able to do it, go downfield, get the touchdown pass, and give yourself some more confidence.
That is our drive of the game. It's presented by our Tri-State Chevy dealers. See your local Chevy dealer or visit ChevyOffers.com. Some final numbers for you to take a look at. Monmouth, again, another good balance day offensively, though it was the run game to really dictate things today. 76 total plays, 367 yards, 229 run, 138 throwing the football. And on the flip side, Wagner with 24 less plays, just 52 total plays for 145 yards. They go 54 on the ground, 91 through the air. We talked about Frazier's numbers. Nick Dosher on the flip side, such a talented quarterback, just did not have it today. 6 of 20 before being pulled for 61 yards, was sacked 5 times on the afternoon.
The Wagner quarterbacks go a combined 8 for 28 throwing the football, and it wasn't a particularly windy day. The weather was perfect here in Staten Island, and just Kyle Frazier outplayed his counterparts this afternoon.
Tristan Roberts leading the way in the reception department, 6 for 58. He had a touchdown reception, as well. Our next upcoming game, next Saturday, it's presented by Coach USA. Coach USA, driven with pride, Sacred Heart, the Pioneers, who are normally a offensive power. I mean, when I say power, they love to get up and down the field. They have some talent on that side of the ball. They lost again today, so they are that dangerous 0-2 team coming into West Long Branch next Saturday afternoon. And sometimes at 0-2, those teams are dangerous, because at 0-3, it's almost like the season could be over. And if you could save it at 0-2 and go to 1-2, maybe have some chances down the line. But it will be a game that Monmouth has to be a bit careful. You know, today a rivalry game. There will start to be some talk about Albany in 2 weeks, so Sacred Heart could fall under that trap game category.
Right, and it's the coaches, I'm sure, hate the term, but it's 100% in play right here. Sacred Heart, for them, it's their first league game of the year next week. So Coach Gorham can easily go to his team and say, guys, the year starts over today. Yes, we're 0-2, but we have a Monmouth team that they have proven that they can play with in the past, and they know they can score against. I do think the Monmouth defense that takes the field next week will be vastly different than anything anyone on that Sacred Heart team has seen, though.
Monmouth with five touchdowns today, three rushing. We said Hayes, Asante, and Frazier, and Kyle with two throwing touchdowns today as well, one to Tristan Roberts and one to Lamar Davenport. Overall, another solid day offensively for Monmouth with 367 yards, and defensively, the big play out of Sullivan, a couple of turnovers in the game as well. And again, third down conversions defensively for MU, a strength, 2 of 13. Pretty good way to snap out of a three-game losing streak against your biggest rival and even the overall series at 10-10. Already looking forward to next Saturday against Sacred Heart.
Sir, great job today as always, Matt. You're the best in the game for a reason. Good win, good call. Appreciate it. See you next Saturday.
We will do it next Saturday from Kessler Field. Reminder, if you're looking for some more information on Monmouth and Monmouth football, we invite you to join us on Tuesday from 7 and 8 at Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. And for more on this game and all things Monmouth athletics, be sure to check out the Hawks website at GoMUHawks.com. Our thanks to Lauren Bajica back in the studios today working through a couple of technical issues. We appreciate you hanging through some of those today as well. For my partner, Eddie Acapinti, and ably assisted today by Greg Viscomi, Monmouth Sports Information Director Matt Harmon, saying so long from Staten Island. Final score one more time, Monmouth 38, Wagner 17. Hawks 2-1 now on the year and 1-0 in conference play. You've been listening to Monmouth Football. We'll see you next Saturday afternoon live right here on the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Coke Zero, football-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy every day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with five locations in the Shore area, helping to get you back in the game. The Penalty Box Cafe, laser tag, arcade birthday parties, located at the Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.